It was not long after the ISIS attacks in Paris that Governor Snyder said he would like to, in essence, hit the pause button on his efforts to bring Syrian refugees to Michigan. A flood of governors followed suit, most of them Republican, some going as far as calling for the refugee flow to be stopped outright. Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler is here with us now. And Todd, there was an hour and a half conference call between the White House and 34 governors, including Governor Snyder. Do we know what they covered yesterday?
Well, we know that they talked about many of the same things that the State Department and others have been talking to reporters and everybody else about in the wake of these calls to stop refugees. And it's basically saying, look, we put these people who come to the country through a rigorous vetting before we let them in. It takes a year and a half to 2 years for these folks to get in. We work with nonprofit groups in terms of setting them in communities where they're going to be welcomed. And that really there are limits to what you can do in terms of stopping somebody from coming in. Now, that being said, I think that the State Department and others are sensitive to the idea that governors may not want people to come in, but there may be a limit as to what they can really do in terms of keeping them out.
Well, I noticed as I drove to Chicago a couple of weeks ago, we all slide easily from one state to another. So there really is no way, is there, for governors to ban refugees from coming in despite the public positions?
That's right. The way this works is that the Department of Homeland Security runs this vetting operation in terms of the refugees who come in. They work with nonprofit groups. I think there's 8 to 10 of them in Michigan that are working to bring refugees in. Once they get there, they tend to go with family or go to where there's work or to do other things where they can begin their lives. They're not under any obligation to stay in a certain place or report to a governor's office or anything like that.
Now, you noted, I was surprised to read in your piece today that Michigan, and then only ahead of us is Texas and California, has been the arrival point for more Syrian refugees than anyone.
That's right. I mean, in the last 2 years, only California and Texas have gotten more. And even in those cases, considering the population differences between those states, Michigan is very high. That's maybe not so surprising, mm-hmm. given that, you know, Michigan has connections with the Arab American community, large numbers of Arab Americans, vibrant Middle Eastern community. And in a lot of places, it's family connections and ease of coming into a community which they're looking for when they're moving refugees in.
So it actually could be that we could really see more coming in because the support system is already there.
That's right. I don't see how that's not going to happen. With the Obama administration sticking to its guns that it wants to bring in as many as 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this fiscal year, that'd be next September. There's so many connections with Michigan, it's just hard to imagine how there wouldn't be more coming into the state.
And it is worth noting, as you did in your piece, to be fair, as you pointed out, Governor Snyder was often reported as among those who wanted to close doors, but he did not say that, did he?
No, he didn't. And in fact, I was just checking something online here before the interview started that's still saying that he's among the governors who is saying, I don't want Syrian refugees. He hasn't said that. What he has said is that his effort specifically, he was encouraging, as one of the few, actively encouraging Syrian refugees to come to Michigan. That's what he suspended, that active encouragement on Sunday in the wake of the Paris attacks. He has pointedly not said that he would turn any back or that he doesn't think that refugees from Syria should be allowed into Michigan. He would like to see some sort of security review to make sure that Homeland Security is doing all it can to make sure the people that are coming in are safe. But unlike some other governors, he hasn't taken the step of saying we don't want them.
And it is worth noting, as we hear presidential candidates and many governors calling on the Obama administration to suspend resettlement, it is worth noting that these Syrian refugees that we're talking about bringing in have been in the pipeline since before ISIS even existed, haven't they?
Right. I mean, as I said before, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases, it takes a year and a half to, or in all cases, it takes a year and a half to 2 years to go through this vetting process to get in. It's not just they point you to a plane and say, get on it and we'll drop you off at Metro Detroit. It's a long process, and the State Department maintains it's a robust one to make sure that the right people are getting in. And a lot of these are kids. I mean, in many, many cases, about half of these refugees from Syria so far have been children, the State Department says. A large number have been people over 60. They're confident they're not letting the wrong people in.
Detroit Free Press Capitol Hill reporter Todd Spangler. As always, thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.